are too toxic to deal with. So the idea then was our synthetic chemists and computational chemists got together and came up with related compounds that had the same toxicity to insects, but much less toxicity to humans. The textbook example then is malathion. So if we look at the difference between malathion and parathion, we can see that we've got the same basic backbone structure here, but instead of having oxygen attached to an aromatic system, we now go sulfur attached to, this is a diester system over here. Now the nice thing about this one, compound is able to be hydrolyzed by enzymes in mammals, but not insects. The hydrolysis sites are here, and so mammals then can go click, 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 and break those bonds, and the whole thing unravels, breaks down. But in the case of insects, they don't have the appropriate active sites to break down these esters, and the compound remains active. So the LD50 value then for mammals is up at a huge value. It's a low toxicity material. This thing then commonly comes under the trade name Meldathion. And the baiting blocks that were used for the fruit flies from a few years back, that's what was in those baiting blocks. Is it? Yeah. You can see why this thing here is then, you know, very low toxicity material. Chlorpyrifos is not quite as friendly. This has been established to have caused fish kills in Queensland. The compound is related, but over here you can see we've now got an aromatic system with some chlorines on it. So it's not quite as friendly a chemical. It's got a half-life also, which is not quite as good. 100 days in soil, that's then a pretty substantial period. You would really like something to be gone completely within a month, not to hang around for that long. For analysis, for both of those guys then, you again pick GCMS.